now. Okay, today is Monday, October the 18th, and I'm going to let this registrar introduce herself.
Okay, I'm Vicki Clevenger. I'm Director of Elections, General Registrar for Buchanan County.
Okay, thank you for meeting with me. We just did an overview of the Virginians for Election Transparency Program and what we're doing here. So I appreciate her meeting with us so late in the election season that's already started. So this is an open-ended question. It's your opinion. What do you think is the biggest concern about the upcoming election or the election cycle we're actually in now?
Oh, just misinformation. And then some of those third-party forms that are sent out, and people have been dead for years, and people call complaining to us, like, they've been dead for 12 years. I said, I don't know where they get their information. I don't know where they get the voter list, you know, that they go by.
So is this like relatives getting voter information to their deceased relatives?
Yeah. Yeah, they get upset about it. They've been dead for 12 years.
I understand where that...
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to make them register to vote? Or, you know, they think that we're sending it when it's not coming from us.
Yes, that's a
problem. Where it's coming from a third party.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Any other major concerns as far as staffing, early voting... The rules that have changed recently about voter ID laws, anything like that concerns you?
No, we haven't had any problems, and we're not real busy. Now, last year during the presidential, we were covered up because we voted 2,278 voters, just me and Debbie.
In the office.
Uh-huh.
It's quite a bit for a small office.
Uh-huh.
How many registered voters do you have in total?
Right now, I have... 14,957.
So do you feel like you have the resources, equipment, personnel, and training needed to run an effective election in November?
Right now, yes. During the presidential last time, it was real tight. You know, during presidential and county elections are their biggest elections.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democrat governor, but in some areas, boards have trouble finding willing Republicans and appointed an independent instead or another Democrat. What is the situation in this county?
Okay, we have two Democrats and one Republican.
Okay. What about precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans?
We try. Most of them... put down that they want to be nonpartisan. Now, it used to be they would do Democrat and Republican, but now they say they'll represent either party. But we try, you know, to go with get three Democrats and two Republicans, but it's difficult now.
I understand. Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly near the election?
Year-round. They usually meet pretty often and stay on top of everything.
And do you keep the minutes posted on your website?
Oh, we don't have a website. We try to get them posted on the county website when we can. It's hard because I can't post them and I have to turn them over to somebody else and then he doesn't have time and it's difficult.
I understand.
And just two of us, we don't have time to operate a website.
So you have a staff of just two full-time?
Uh-huh. And just me and Davey.
You have quite a bit of voters for just two full-time people.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last audit of the voter file in your county?
Let's see, we did a purge back. When did we do the purge? Let's see, it was in February. We did the last purge, which we take off the state board posts, the death file, and the felony file, usually at least monthly, and we remove them.
So you do the felony and the state board of elections update monthly?
Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting to me that different counties do it differently across mm-hmm. the state and how they audit or purge. Does the health department send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they could be removed from the voter rolls?
No.
Have you ever requested that they send it?
No, because I believe they send it to state board because that's where the state board gets it and it comes back to us.
When was the last time the clerk of the courts submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on jury duty based on the fact that they were a non-citizen?
Never.
In some areas of the state, that is a problem.
Is
it? So when was the last time you had access to the National Change of Address List?
I guess that was when we did the purge in February.
Are you confident that the voter file that you're working from is accurate and up to date?
Yes.
Do you know of any households in your locality that have seven or more individuals registered at the same address? Do you find that?
No, we didn't run it by, I don't think our house is capable of running it by address.
Okay.
But I don't know of any.
When someone comes in to register to vote or their paperwork comes through your office, how do you verify that they are citizens?
Usually they answer yes or no on the application. And our county's so small, mostly just local people.
Okay, so there's three types of voting machines in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
We use the Dominion.
Who calibrates the voting machines? In other words, most counties have a third-party vendor. Which vendor do you use?
Use the Atlantic Election Services.
Done so many of these, I knew the answer.
J. Overby.
Can you tell me what that process looks like for your office?
Okay, when he comes in and he checks the machine. Mm-hmm. Okay, he comes in and... you know, examines, make sure that no ballots are left in the machine, no ballots are left in the write-in bin, and then he'll program the machine, reprogram them, you know.
Okay.
He takes the disks and programs them. And he tests them. He has test ballots and does a test on them.
And do you invite the party representatives to witness the calibration?
Yes.
And do they participate?
No.
Both sides?
Yes. They figure the electoral board represents them.
Does the electoral board monitor it?
Yeah, they're present for the... they usually come for the cap. Sometimes they don't. It's just me and Debbie. But most of the time... well, all the time, it's always a Democrat and a Republican when they program all the machines that go out to precincts. Steve and Tommy. Tommy is a Republican. Steve, our secretary, is the Democrat, and they stay there the whole time they're programming them.
Okay. That's a little different from other counties.
Is it?
It just amazes me how different everybody is. Are the voting machines here ever connected to the internet?
No.
Okay. When they're updated, are they connected to the internet?
No. I think he just does it with his, I guess he does it with his laptop. I don't know. But he's never hooked them. I don't think they even got a modem on them.
Okay. Okay, so there were a lot of changes in election procedures as a response to COVID, and some people have argued these changes weakened the integrity of the elections. As an election official, do you think the changes made in the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or no change?
We didn't really have any change other than trying to keep everything sanitized and everybody wear a mask. We had extra people work here in 2020 to help with the, you know, wiping everything down and give them all new ink pens and stuff.
So the extra workers, were they funded by the county?
Through that COVID grant, through the state
board. The CARES Act money?
Yeah.
did you receive any other kind of funding for training staff or voter education or equipment or any other purpose? Like some...
We got two other grants.
Okay.
Let's see, what was it called? Let me look here. I'll have to look and see. I forget what they were called. Let's see, grants. Great thing about a computer was a good thing. We were broke down all day Friday because...
Oh, goodness. Not a good time for that to happen.
Who this was? No, that's not the right one. Oh, I got it under COVID. Not that grant.
I was trying to see if somebody answered this question and another one that would jog your brain.
Do we have CARE Act? And then we have one of them, that USC Institute, Schwartz.
Oh, Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. We got a grant from them.
And how much was that?
So let me get it over here.
You can hurry all you want, but you can't get no more hurry.
No, let's see. $9,947. Then we got one from Centers for Tech and Civic Life.
Okay. And how much was that one?
$12,275.25.
25 cents makes a difference. And what did you use the funding for?
We bought new cases to carry all the cleaning supplies in, you know, we had to get big cases for that, and then we spent some on election officers. And I was trying to think what else we had to buy. We had to buy some extra stuff. Let's see what it was. Because we bought the sneeze guards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and some sanitizing supplies, extra office workers.
And how many precincts do you have?
I've got 17 precincts, 18 counting the cap. And I'll have an extra one next year.
It's pretty large. Okay. So you had a pretty large team.
Yeah, we tried to put, last year we tried to use 7 at most precincts.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get 7 at most of them.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So effective July 1st, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on their absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor's now rescinded the state of emergency. How are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature for the upcoming election?
Well, just me and Debbie. So we highlighted the envelopes that we sent out to the B envelope that they sent their ballot back in. We highlighted the witness signature so they would know to get it witnessed. We've had 3 that have been returned this time.
That was smart.
Without a witness, so we contacted them and we just reissued them. They requested a reissue of ballot. And
right.
We just reissued it and spoiled their ballot and put it in the spoiled bag.
All right. There's a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. Can you tell me about the drop boxes in your county, where they were located, and how you all checked them and did them?
We've just got the one here.
Okay.
It's the only drop box, and we got a camera on it, 24. See, we got it. I can look at it at any time.
Okay.
I can pull it up on my phone, or I can check it on the computer.
Our next one was, that's good. You're one of the only ones who actually has said that they look at the videos. Because usually when I ask them about the videos and I say who's ever looked at them or who monitors, they say, well, no, there's no reason to.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be back here and Debbie's in there, and I'll pull it up on my computer while I work on this screen, and that way if I see somebody coming in to vote, I can tell Debbie she's got a voter coming in, or we can watch that.
It's pretty smart. You know? So was there any time that it didn't have video monitoring?
No.
Okay. And the person responsible for using the video is, or looking at the video, is you and Debbie?
Yes.
And her title is Assistant Registrar?
Yes.
I love how you can access it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 25. Would you provide training, support, or designate other groups such as other nonpartisan groups to provide training and support for an election page program? So the state law currently allows registrars to have pages, like high school students. I didn't know if you've ever...
We've never used them, and we've never had anybody interested in it, which we've not advertised it either.
So you've never had anyone, but you might, but you'd be willing to consider it.
Yeah. Yeah, if they were interested, we could put them out helping people in and out.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives that the state law allows you to do? So registrars under the law, each county registrar has the discretion of allowing other observers that are with nonpartisan groups. So if there was a school group, I know the Henrico County Registrar, he has individuals who come through a program from foreign countries, so they'll come. Is that something you would ever consider allowing nonpartisan observers?
It would be up to the electoral board.
Okay.
If they,
it's fair.
You know, would want. Where some places we don't have, we've just got a small area, so it makes it a little bit harder, but I believe that, you know, they'd be up to them.
Okay. Would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
Be up to the electoral board.
I'm marking these as that you don't know, because you don't know what the electoral board would decide.
Yeah, it'd be up to them.
Okay. Have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it's open and receiving in-person absentee ballots? Are they asking to send observers during this 45-day?
No, they've never asked, and I've never went and told them, yeah, you can send somebody. So I guess they know. I don't know.
Do you have a publication that you provide your election officials regarding rights and responsibilities of observers? That's different from the State Board of Elections.
Just what the State Board sends, the do's and don'ts.
Okay. Would you be willing to distribute a publication other than the State Board of Elections if you felt the training materials were good?
Well, if it's approved by the electoral board and the state approved us to hand it out.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Well, thank you.
We're running smoothly. It's not been a big turnout for us this year. Well, presidential's always crazy, and the county's usually crazy.
Yes, I understand that.
But governor's usually down for some reason. People just not interested.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. This is really helpful in helping us to compile a statewide response to the questions, and we certainly appreciate it.
Okay.